O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Galatians 3, verse 23, through chapter 4, verse 7. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to No Longer Slaves by Brian Johnson, Joel Case, and Jonathan David Helser. Ethereal voices open the song, establishing a peaceful, reflective style. Here, this familiar contemporary anthem becomes a prayer of release and wonder as we consider our beloved status as children of God.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave.
Thank you. Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 through chapter 4, verse 7. Before this faith came, we are confined under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith was revealed. The law, then, was our guardian until Christ, so that we could be justified by faith. But since that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian, for through faith you are all sons of God in Christ Jesus. For those of you who are baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. There is no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male and female, since you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. Now I say that as long as the heir is a child, he differs in no way from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. Instead, he is under guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were in slavery under the elements of the world. When the time came to completion, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then God has made you an heir. There is so much packed into this passage, but I want us to focus briefly on the first seven verses, and really one amazing reality that we're confronted with there. That amazing reality being the radical equality that the gospel is able to bring about. In verse 28, Paul makes a statement that would have astonished his original hearers, that there is no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male and female. Why? He explains, since you are all one in Christ Jesus. In saying this, Paul is establishing that the gospel is the great equalizer. It both humbles and exalts, and it frees us from divisions in a way that the law never could. See, if we were saved by the law, by our obedience, by what we could do, there would be no hope of Paul's statement becoming a lived reality. We would cling to our differences. Why? Because salvation through the law would be salvation through earning, through effort. And if someone has earned something significant through the work of their hands, one thing that they are quick to do is point out how their accomplishment is unique. I started from the bottom and now I'm here. So then our uniqueness, the things that set us apart, become preeminent. Look at what I was able to accomplish as a man, a woman, a Jew, a Greek, a slave, because of my good breeding. Divisions are fortified when we are saved or defined by the law. And this is part of what makes salvation through the law impossible. Jesus summarized the law with the two great commandments to love God and neighbor. But if I'm competing with my neighbor, I can't really love them. What's the solution? Salvation by grace through faith as a free gift from Jesus. The gospel frees us from earning. It frees us from frenetic striving, from the competition that divides. It gives us the difficult news that our efforts could never be enough, but then frees us with the amazing truth that they don't have to be because Jesus' efforts were enough. The gospel breaks down the dividing walls of earning. It makes us one in Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, the one who was enough for us. So let's take a deep breath today and praise Jesus, because in him there is hope. There's hope of unity. There's hope of peace. And there is salvation. Let us bask in this new gospel reality that there is no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male and female, since we are all one in Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
Let's close out this prayer from Zacharias Ursinus. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to work in us by your Holy Spirit, so that we may rightly know you and sanctify, glorify, and praise you in all your works, in which shine forth your omnipotence, wisdom, goodness, righteousness, mercy, and truth. Grant us also that we may so direct our whole life, thoughts, words, and deeds, that your name is not blasphemed because of us, but honored and praised. Amen.